The Altar of Kelim says a phenomenal thought in this week's Parsha. Rav Volba quotes him in his Sefer on Chumash, that he seems to be bothered by the following question. We see that Yosef is extremely concerned about the embarrassment of his brothers. He tells all of the Mitzrayim to leave, Rashi says, because they shouldn't be embarrassed when he reveals himself in front of the Mitzrayim. And the Medrash says that really, in a certain sense, he endangered his life. There was nobody there to protect him. Yehuda and all the brothers, according to the Medrash, were stomping their feet, and they were ready to rip apart all of Mitzrayim. And here's this person standing all by himself in this room with them. They might have attacked him before he had a chance to do anything. So, but he's willing to risk his life to protect the respect of the brothers. After he reveals himself and they're embarrassed, so he goes to over to them and he hugs them because he sees they're embarrassed. He calls them close. They're not talking to him. They're ki nivlu miponov, and they start speaking. He speaks to them to relax them, etc. So he's so concerned and solicitous to their emotions. Then he says, "You're telling me that you cared about what Yaakov feels? Really? What happened when you sold me? You couldn't care less than what Yaakov feels." And they're like, "Oh man," they felt so horribly embarrassed because they were shown, like the mentor says, that all of their tainas were ridiculous because they don't really care. Because Horaya, the Yosef, which Yaakov loved the most, they didn't care about Yaakov, they didn't care about Yosef, they didn't care about anything. What are you playing games for? That's basically his response. So he embarrassed them to no end. We said he doesn't want to embarrass them. So how do you understand that? So he says, maybe we'll say it in these terms, but two people try and address an issue between the two of them. So there are multiple layers of the issue. There's one, two, three, four layers of the issue. And one or two we're comfortable talking about, and one of them is like a real deep-seated issue which needs to be addressed, but it's uncomfortable to bring it up. So instead of bringing it up, we don't bring it up, and we sort of like we pretend like we've solved the problem. I spoke to you, you spoke to me, you were mechel me, I was mechel you, we worked it out. But deep down, I still have this nekuda of a taina that I have, which we haven't really addressed. So what happens? The relationship can never really go back to its correct state of being, because deep down, this issue has never been addressed. But it's really uncomfortable to bring up the issue of Shas Maisa. It's like I have a lot of tainas in you. So the truth is, if I really care about you, I'd rather bring everything up at one time, bring it out in the air, work it out, address it, and then the relationship is totally balanced and back to normal. So even though it's uncomfortable, Yosef felt he had no choice but to bring this up because this is something which had to be addressed, that you know he had to, as it were, a correction vis-a-vis them and vis-a-vis himself, address this taina and correct it. So as uncomfortable as it was, he felt that was more important, etc. Now, obviously you want to add a warning. There are times when you can't say everything, the person's not ready to hear everything, and the person, it'll make it worse, and you have to pace yourself, etc. And that's true in every relationship, definitely true in a shalom bias issue, that you can't overwhelm the person. Says, and I have 75 times in you, no, you should have one. Why do you have 75? That's a big issue. You know, we'll have to work that out. But the etzem idea that there are times when the time, even if it's uncomfortable, that's all it's holding you back is the discomfort. But the reality is that it should be addressed. It needs to be addressed. In the long run, that's much better than pretending it doesn't exist. One other example of this, which I just admit, a similar type of a concept, is when people are making an arrangement to do something together. I'm hiring somebody. And we're friends. So I'm not comfortable to speak out all the details and make a contract. And, you know, so we trust each other. We're friends. The amount of friendships which have been destroyed because they were not comfortable talking about all the details up front. In the end, one person felt he was baaveled because it wasn't, you know, he expected more. And the other person said, I didn't mean any more because they never spoke it out. So we thought we're doing each other a favor by not talking about it because that's going to maintain our friendship, but by trusting each other. In the end of the day, we hurt the relationship 10 times more. So Chofetz Chaim stresses extremely that a person, it's very important when you have any type of a work situation that you should arrange every single detail up front as much as possible. It's much better than dealing with it afterwards. It's much more comfortable then. It's much easier to deal with it beforehand. Maybe it's a little uncomfortable, but you both understand that makes for a much better friendship and much better relationship. In the long run, it's worth it. Have a good Shabbos.